And today was the annual Equal Opportunity Lunch of the Indianapolis Urban League. It's kind of bittersweet because it is probably the last Equal Opportunity Lunch presided over by the current president of the Indianapolis Urban League. He's announced his retirement a few weeks ago. Joe Slash, he's staying on until they find his successor, and hopefully that will be soon. That he won't have to wait a gazillion years. And joining him for this is the president of the WNBA. That's the better basketball league. That's the basketball league that won. We got a championship. With our own Indiana Fever. Anyway, Laurel Richie has been the president of the WNBA for 3 years, and we got to figure out how to get since we can't get the NBA All-Star Game here, maybe we can start with the WNBA All-Star Game here in Indianapolis, and then the guys will figure out they need to come here. Laurel Richie, welcome, as well as Joe Slash. Guys, welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
See that I'm sure Joe has tried the pitch also. You all do have an All-Star Game that goes around, right?
We do have an All-Star Game. This year is July 19th in Phoenix. And yes, I hear very loud your request to bring it to Indy.
See, I figure that we'll warm up the NBA by hosting a successful WNBA All-Star Game, and then the guys will come here.
Well, we are, as the WNBA, always happy to lead the way in any way possible. So I'll leave that right there.
The league now is in its, 18th year?
This is our 18th season, yes.
In terms of the growth and the popularity of women's professional basketball, does anything surprise you anymore?
You know, I just think it's wonderful that we ended our 17th season with all of our metrics heading up and in the right direction. And I think that just speaks to increased knowledge of our game, increased experience with our game, and understanding as more and more people become physically active. I think they appreciate the level of play of the women in the WNBA. So we couldn't be happier with the future outlook.
Are we going to see, as this league grows and matures, and some of the great stars have already transitioned from the playing field to the front office, are we going to see more of that?
I hope so. You know, I think that we are so proud of the fact that virtually all of our players who come from this country complete 4-year college education. So they enter the league with a very deep academic background and true sort of scholar athletes. And I think what happens is, as a result of that, they, while they're playing, also manage to keep their sights on their careers after basketball. And, you know, they know the game well, so we are always willing to welcome them into the management or the coaching or basketball operations ranks.
With the popularity of the women's game, both at the high school level in many states, including here in Indiana, obviously at the college level with the NCAA tournament, now several of the conferences like the Big Ten having a championship just for the women's teams and all of these sports leagues, the Big Ten Network, the SEC Network, the Pac-12 Network. And the fact that those networks and those conferences are uplifting all of their sports, not just the ones that make the gazillion of dollars, that also is helping raising the level and awareness of women's basketball?
I think so. You know, I think we are now 41 years after the passing of Title IX. And as a result, the young women who are growing up today have all the benefits of the infrastructure and the programming and the support. So their programs are getting better, their coaching staffs are getting better, and we're seeing them come out of these programs stronger, better, faster than they've ever been. And I think that just bodes well for the future of the WNBA.
So now, if you're the president of the league, do you have to do commissioner-like stuff? So, you know, if somebody gets out of line, you got to give them the fine? Is that part of the job description?
That is part of my purview. I like to think that the most important part of my job is bringing fans in and building relationships with partners. But, yes, that is a piece of it as well.
Is that one of the hardest things as the head of a professional sports league, if somebody violates one of the rules, having to lay down the law?
You know, I think if we all understand and agree upon the rules up front, then should someone cross the line, it's easier to administer the consequences, because it's all in black and white. It's all in our operations manual. It's all in our collective bargaining agreement with the union. So we're very transparent about the rules and regulations. So I can't say that it's something that I enjoy, but it is part of the work, and we try to just make sure that everyone has a clear understanding of our code of conduct.
We're with Laura Ritchie. She is the president of the WNBA. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you the only person of color who heads a professional sports league in this country?
You are correct.
That's a big deal. That's a Black History moment.
Well, you know, it's one of those moments where I remember after, I think I was maybe 3 or 4 months in, and I was in a meeting with David Stern and Adam Silver, and someone from the press had noted or discovered that fact, and we all looked at each other and said we had no idea. And I think that speaks volumes, actually, to I think the leadership of David and Adam, that while it is indeed a true fact, I think it shows the way in which they approached their search for a president was really about capability, potential, and contribution, and focusing on ability to do the job, which I think is just speaks volumes. So I'm very, very proud that I am the first, and proud of them for their role in that.
You work with the Girl Scouts. You worked in advertising, one of the great advertising agencies in this country, Ogilvy and Mather. What kind of things did you share at our Equal Opportunity Luncheon with the Urban League today?
You know, I really just shared some of my stories. Earlier today, there was a seminar on diversity and inclusion, and so that was the focal point of my comments, and really just sharing my story and my experience having terrific mentors of reaching out and making sure that I was doing everything I could to create, and can actually, not done yet, but creating opportunities for young women, young people of color to realize their potential and making sure that opportunities are available to them.
Now we know, as you're the president of the WNBA, that all of your teams will win the championship. They will go all the way, including our Fever. You got to love them all. But since you know that Bankers Life Fieldhouse is the best fieldhouse to play basketball other than Hinkle Fieldhouse here, to play the game, and Chris would really enjoy it, who kind of helps me out here, to have the All-Star game here. He would be just so excited. So we know, and Joe Slash, since he's getting ready to retire, he'll have plenty of time to help, you know, get the volunteers together to make it happen.
It sounds like you've already put pen to paper for the bid. So when that bidding process comes out, I will look forward to seeing the submission from Indianapolis.
Joel, make sure that the Sports Corp and the folks down there, since they're not giving us a Super Bowl for a while, we got to have something to do to get out there. Anyway, Laurel Ritchie, it's an honor and a privilege to have you on our program, the president of the WNBA, the only individual of color to head any professional sports league in this country. And of course, this country, we have the best professional sports leagues ever. It's an honor and a privilege. Enjoy yourself while
Thank
you're
you
here
so
in
much.
Indianapolis, and hopefully you'll be back as fall about to begin for the WNBA finals with our Fever playing somebody.
There you go.
See, I got always think positive. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.